Welcome, everyone, to Escapes Reality Podcast. I'm Justine.
Oh, who are we being? I'm Geneva.
I'm Taylor. I'm Taylor. Oh,
I saw how many people, you know, I have to say, I did not notice her laugh until I looked at Twitter.
I did.
I have to say, I'm very entertained.
Mine doesn't sound much off than my normal laugh, really.
I know. It honestly kind of sounds like your laugh. I think what I am really...
I'm not a giggler, though, and I hate gigglers.
Gigglers?
Just girls that giggle. I'll never giggle, and it probably sucks for Tyler. He would love a giggler. Someone who, like, just plays into his bullshit 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Dorian would be the same. I never give him anything. I'm like, he's like, God, come on.
I know. It's like, sorry. Make me laugh for real. It's not fucking funny.
Me laugh for real. I have to say, we interviewed Indy. Liked Indy. This is not, she should have stayed on Love During Lockup. Transitioning across the pond, if you will, has not been good for her image.
What the fuck happened to her? Just the way she looks, she, not to be mean, but I mean, she looks like she's homeless.
Something's happening overall. I mean, listen, the big red flag that we joke about, but it's like a massive issue, is the fact that they're smoking in the car with the windows up with a kid in the car. Like it's not 2022. Like, that's crazy.
She doesn't even say anything. She doesn't even say a word.
Just lighten it up with the windows.
Might as well just be lighting up. My parents at least put the windows down in 1989. God, I love the way cigarettes smell, though.
I mean, what a...
Not in a casino, though.
Did we know that Harry had a kid?
No. Little Harry Potter.
I don't think so.
I love his baby mama. Can what's her name? Ava spend the night? No. Thank God there's a good mother out there. She can never spend the night, Harry.
What I loved was when she's like reading him down and he's like drawing on his hand like a five-year-old with a pen. You know, like, he's just so childish. He can't help himself. And this woman's sitting there like, I made the worst decision of my life having a kid with this guy. And here I am. I loved her. I thought she was everything.
I did too. And how Indy is so worried that they're going to be screwing in the back bedroom while the girl can't stand him.
She answers the door wrapped in a blanket. She couldn't have been more like, fuck off.
Fuck.
I want nothing to do with you.
She's just a good mom who actually wants her kid to see their dad. That is it. She doesn't want your man, Indy. Nobody wants your man. I don't know who's calling him. He's pretending it's the PO. How can and she'll still watch all this and be in La La Land with him?
I know, sick. Because they're spiritually married.
She has another kid, and the reason that she tries to glaze it over like that dad. It's not anything good when the mom does not live with the kid. There's nothing good happening.
Did you see the exchange on Twitter where Black China said she had to give up her cars, and then Rob. Okay, so she said something like, I had to give up three of my cars today, like the burden of being a single mother or whatever. Rob Kardashian comments on it. I don't know how that's possible. Like, I pay $37,000 a month I pay $37K a year for her school. I have her Tuesday through Saturday. So I don't know how that's possible. Then Tyga gets on the same picture and says, I pay $40,000 a month for a school and I have the kid Monday through Saturday. So what are you talking about? So that they're alluding that she only has the children Sunday.
And she's making $70K a month. God bless her.
I think it's a year. I think it was a year. They're saying, like, I pay for the school every year and they live with me most of the time or whatever. And then she put up a picture of the kids.
Says a lot about China.
And someone posted on it, oh, this must have been on a Sunday.
Oh, my God. Those kids shouldn't ever be with her. Thank God Rob Kardashian, and thank God Tyga, say what you want, but probably is a better situation over there for whoever their kid is. I forget
that reality show of hers. I tried to watch like one episode. I think it was on Wii, and I was like,
it's traumatizing.
This is toxic. Her mom. I mean, it was not cool.
I know Dream and True are like little sisters. I like that. The Dream is over there living in the rich land. Yeah. Thank God.
Right.
Good. Thank God for Rob Kardashian. He is a good. It is good. I mean, Jesus
Christ. It's amazing how he's like escaped, you know, like entire, like where never is gets he? Photographed.
Right. It's look crazy. If you don't want to be, you don't want to be. And what is the real truth of it all?
I don't know.
God, I wish he was smoking. Like, not that you can't be heavy and hot, but if he was svelte and he could look tip top hot.
Svelte. I love svelte. Great word.
Man. All right.
I digressed.
He does look stinky, though. Doesn't look like he ever would smell good, right?
Oh, okay.
Does he stink to you? Vibe. Not that he's dirty, just that he's stinky. Like, deodorant doesn't ever cross his mind. Maybe I grew up with a dad. I've said this before, a cologne obsessed man. Did your dad wear cologne?
I love that.
The cat smells like cologne. Everything smells like cologne.
Yeah.
I'm brainwashed with it. Dorian, what does he do?
He's not a cologne person.
Tyler does nothing. And I'm supposed to have like my vagina kind of completely waxed like a cat. But you can't put on some fucking Old Spice deodorant, Tyler. Fuck off, you little pervert. Go watch some more porn that's traded your fucking brain to make you think that there shouldn't be a hair on my vagina. It is sick. Men are sick. I got to keep my kids off Pornhub for real. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try.
I know. You got to get one of those like lockdown phone devices where you monitor everything.
All my 5-year-old talks about is penis this, penis that. This guy's penis. I wonder where he gets it from.
Right? Okay. Let's talk Kevin and Tiffany, because I loved this.
Oh, okay. Sorry. He got a fucking ticket going to see a stupid medium. I still can't get over that. Now he's back in the system. The ticket is going to lead to nothing but shit situations. It's stressful. Yeah. It's just not a good situation. That stupid medium fighting with him. I love how he calls her out and says, that's a cue. He wants to start a fight with the medium. I loved that.
I loved that. It was hilarious.
And I love his, you got to get right or get left. I love his sayings. He's not
those
dumb.
Prison sayings.
Yeah. What is going to happen? That's just so stupid. And saying that that he's at superhero camp. What would you tell your kid? I'm too honest. I'd be like, your dad's locked up because he's a loser. But you're not supposed to say that. I don't know. All right.
He's a camp, you know, it's like, yeah, like Dorian had a coach when they were kids who I guess got caught up in like a mob scheme and got arrested. And they told him like he was on a family trip to Italy. That's what they told the kids.
He's eating pasta fagioli right now.
Yeah, he's on a family trip to Italy. He'll be back. All right.
Why do we have to lie to the kids though? Why can't they know that the coach is a bad guy? I mean, who knows what he's up to? But I wonder why we can't be honest with kids. You know,
right back in the fold. You know, he's coaching the next game.
But why can't he come back and be like, people get a second? You know, teach him lessons. It's just funny that we shield kids from shit.
I know.
And they end up like my kids probably are going to be traumatized in therapy.
All right, Kevin and Tiffany. I loved all of this. It's been a while since I've seen someone like post fight like this. What it made me think of was like boxer's brains. Like you could tell how out of it he was. He didn't even know where he was.
He got hit.
And he got hit once. Imagine like the brain of a boxer just... the Mike Tyson. CTE that they're like encountering. It's unbelievable. I don't know how they that looked insane to me. He was like knocked out cold, no idea where he was.
And even wearing a helmet, a football player, I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy. But the boxers, they're right. And you just hit somebody the right way. He could have gotten hit. He could have died by the hit, or he could have got fell and hit his head wrong. He's in freaking jail and you're not getting your Virginia Slims, you little tweeb and dweeb anymore. They're supposed to both losers, and I hate that piece of trash woman. And the way that he just almost is going to run him over. And was that guy really a police officer and doesn't even stop him from driving away?
I think he's like a parole officer or something. He's just over it.
He was there from the house, but back it's a police officer, didn't it?
Yeah, I think he's like stationed at
he's just halfway exhausted. It's like an hour. He doesn't want to do the paperwork before he goes home. He almost ran him over. He's like, fuck it, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. I think what shocked me, I mean, not shocked me, but solidified that she's a trash person, is that immediately she flips the script and is like, ooh, I'm going to go back to the macho man who, and the way she's emotionally manipulating him. I mean, just a
piece of garbage.
Yeah, 100%. Can you please come back and get me? I mean, he was, the other guy was barely out of the parking lot before she was calling him. Like, literally, he was still pulling away. She's got her
phone. He's got asphalt on his face and his wound. And she's like, see you later. You know, I'm just going to figure it out.
And she ignored his ass, like he says on the phone to her. Like, he wasn't acknowledged. And he's just going to, like, totally accept her back and go pick her up. It's just so dumb. So dumb.
And this is how it works. These piece of shit people. He calls his mom.
Are you okay? I mean, I'll call you or whatever. Like, damn.
Does it really get her goat that this guy has popped the other guy? That does. It's sick.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But she showed her cards. That's the type of person she is, you know? It's great.
It's crazy. I couldn't believe it. She just is such trash.
Yeah, she is. 100%.
She's stuck in that parking lot. You get out of the halfway house or wherever the hell she is, and she's sitting in the parking lot on the curb waiting for her trash man to come pick her up.
It's crazy. The
cigarette smoking is just crazy. I just can't imagine. I mean, his cigarettes are so long. Either he rolls them or he's buying. Some of them look so short and stubby. No camels.
Let's talk trash Chance and Tiffany getting down at the old cemetery. This is a bad. Your instincts are spot on this one. This is all bad. The kids are just running nuts. The sister doesn't care. They're boning a cemetery. Like, it's all weird.
Yeah. And then when he comes back, I was kind of team Chance with the whole Bobby thing, but yes. not with one portion of it, not the way he handles it, but
no.
I love how they're leaving. I mean, like, we're going to go get some alone time. Can't they just screw at night when the kids are asleep? Are you that horned up in the middle of the day? You have to go to a cemetery.
I was imagining like these kids never sleep or something. Like, it's pure chaos. Yeah. Cause I don't know why you wouldn't just wait
their bed or. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. The way that kids said to her, is this your first time here? Like, she'd driven up here 3,000 times. And she almost was kind of like, yeah, it is. It's like, is it? I feel like that might be her creepy spot.
She just hops right over. I know. Why would you pick a cemetery? There's a million places.
I feel like that's all bad. It's all bad. I'm not even a spirit person, but I'm not
creepy.
I'm not doing anything in a cemetery.
It's rude. No. I hope I'm dead in a cemetery and I'm watching some white trash people get down. The way he just lays down his car seat, he's such a garbage person. Ugh. And she is too. People say she's slow and India's not, you know, not to say things about people's intelligence, but there does seem, Indy seems desperate. I think she's smarter and knows better and was raised by a pretty sharp woman. Mm-hmm. And there is obviously she's a little off, but Taylor seems like she got hit in the head one too many times too. Can't stand him. I can't stand Bobby.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Bobby, you can't just leave the kids alone. This isn't the first time either. Well, it's our only option. Well, then you shouldn't leave the kids with Bobby, okay?
And what kind of person just sits in their room while you're hearing just pure chaos? You don't even take a glance? You're not even
gonna be walking down the street.
I mean, Chance literally, is right. I mean, the only thing,
be dead.
They could have been hit. Yes, by a car. Yeah. They could have ran outside. Anything.
They could get a knife.
Yeah,
these kids are up to no good. They could electrocute themselves. They could do a million things. I watch my kids like a hawk, and one of them still almost murdered the other one with a golf club.
Right.
2 seconds.
In a second.
How you get this golf club in your fucking bedroom? How you crack your brother's head open? What the fuck? I'm no Bobby. All I do is watch these kids. They're slick.
Yeah. Yesterday I was. Sterling was in the bath. I like went to go get his towel, and all of a sudden, you're like, yeah, boom, like into the.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? And I run in there, and he's like laying there. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like jumping into the tub. It's like into the tub. What are you trying to kill yourself? What are you doing? I walked around the corner. What's happening? It's crazy.
Vernon's missing a canine tooth because he smashed his fucking face into the bathtub. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah,
it is.
Can't eat a piece of meat because he had to have a little fun. You want to die?
I know these kids. Man.
Hey, little shrimps. Right. Stop calling them little shrimps. Stop touching them.
I can't stand them.
Pretend you don't know them. Go buy a house then, Chance, where you can put the cups up high. You have no money. Enough. Shut up. You're a loser. That's all you'll ever be, Chance and Taylor. I hope your kids grow up to have the VP position of the lady who yells at the vice president the whole time from My Girl. That's what the little girls look like.
They do. What's her name? Anna Kromunsky or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I can't. It's crazy.
All right. Let's talk about Lacey.
It's hard to
Antoine.
Watch.
Antoine. It is.
No fun.
How do we feel about Antoine? 8 felonies. Antoine. I love him telling the story of his high speed chase where he's like, you know, like it was going good. And then I ran out of gas, had to go on foot, you know, went left. And that's how I got locked up this time. It's like, of course, if it ends on foot, it's over.
He's going right back in. And he's he's been in the chute. You can't be putting people in isolation like that.
No,
it's no, it does not help anyone. It only creates a monster.
Of course. And a lot of these people who are going into prison already have undiagnosed mental health issues.
Right.
And then you're locking them up in solitude. I mean,
it's not okay.
It's not.
How can you see that happening and then go home at night and live with yourself?
When
those
he
jobs,
said, I've been getting in trouble my entire life. That was when I was like, oh, okay,
can't imagine his mom is so
you
present.
You are a career felon.
It's
she's
sad.
Present with her vodka and her lemon. I know.
And she's 8 nuts, felonies. The girlfriend. And I love how they get these hotels and their weight. It's always a side of the road pickup, like a little chicken or a puppy off Craigslist. It's really bizarre.
And it's like the same kind of sad hotel right off the freeway. You just like pull right in, you know.
Some bagged up chicken marsala the night before. Mm. I like the girl. She's interesting, but the boy, Antoine, he's troubled and he scares. It's not good vibes. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Should be rehabilitating.
And he just,
these
again,
people.
Seems so childlike. And she is like a grown adult woman. It's like, what are you doing? Like,
he's going to be playing 4-on-4 basketball and he's going to stab somebody on the court and then he's right going back in the shoe.
That's it. 4-on-4 basketball. Let's see. Who else we got? Ooh, Kayla and Martell.
They're hilarious.
I got to say, I think she's immature. She cannot have
both
nuts. I mean, they are, but she does not have the ability to have a calm conversation to make her point to him.
Yeah,
he is somebody who
feel her problem.
Is like going to check out the second she starts yelling. She can't help herself. He can't listen. So it's like, I don't see this working out here.
Well, they just go around in circles. They're fighting
exactly
for 5 hours about, they just don't get along. And sometimes it's just not going to work out.
I did not like, though, when she was sitting there cleaning the stove, like, who knows what he's going to come in with today? It's like, listen, don't be changing your behavior. If you want to have a dirty stove, have a dirty stove. Own that shit. Tell him to fuck off.
No, it's not going
to
work out. They're fighting. It's so funny. They're just fighting over a dirty stove for hours. It seems like it's going on forever. I was laughing at them. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
She's changed outfits. He's going to get the shrimp. Did the mom get the shrimp Alfredo from the strip club? Because if she did, she's a real mom.
She might have.
She'll get that from anywhere. That's hilarious.
See, this is the kind of strip club I want to go to. I want to go to an Atlanta strip club with shrimp Alfredo. Where has that been all my life? That's what I mean.
Smack some ass and eat some shrimp. It's not going to work out. Yeah, it's nice. They'll have a little bit of sex, whatever. But you got to be able to fight, together.
Absolutely.
Gotta.
How about our new folks? Brawling.
It is annoying though. Like, this isn't your fucking house. Keep your mouth shut about what situation, or go find your own house.
Yeah, I feel her. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I like them both. I don't mind him. I just don't think they're a match. He should go live with his mom.
Yes, your poor mother who's held you down. Yeah,
she's so cute. We didn't bring up her pink sweater. She looked amazing in it.
I love the mom. love her. I love seeing a committed parent and just like
a normal
somebody
level
who's just,
headed person. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Especially on this show.
Your kid's not a murderer. You know that he's done wrong. It sounds like she tells right. him the right thing to do, but she supports right. him when, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Brawin and Charlie? Chuck? What do they call him?
Branwyn.
He looks like he belongs on 90 Day Fiancé. Like this,
yeah.
Should not be the show that he should be on.
I feel like I've seen him. He looks like someone. I can't place my finger on who, what he looks like.
I like how he described being married for four times as taking a chance very easily.
What a loser.
Oh, it's nuts.
And unexpected. I guess this is going to sound, I don't know if this is wrong, but is it unexpected if someone's a pill junkie that it's unexpected that they're dead? I guess.
I mean, maybe if you don't know.
It's going to happen. Seemed like you know? It, maybe he didn't know, but.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Feel like you gotta know, right?
These people see him as a mark. You're a mark. Four people.
Four? You're going to your fifth marriage. Fifth is insane.
Okay, he's going on really number five. Over three. Or this is not number four. It
no,
sounded like he was married
five.
Four times, right? Right. Okay.
Yes, this will be number five. Right.
He should just move Crazy. In with his sister.
Right? I love his sister.
Showers with God. His cat. She's a smoking hot felon, though. There's no way she looks like that.
She, yeah, it looked a little enhanced, the photos.
I mean, she looks like, we'll see. I can't wait to see what she looks like when she gets out.
Me neither.
Aggravated identity theft. There's a good Jen, like Jen Shaw was an identity theft.
Rolling through people's identity. It's crazy. Just like
she's got the gas aggravated. Station gas pump thing it's too
yeah, right?
After
Dorian saw something on TikTok where it was like an addition where you put it over the ATM machine but it's fake, so it's like taking all your information right. You're swiping like you think you're paying or something.
Yeah. Oh, I had someone get into my freaking iPhone, into my account somehow. They took over my phone. I can't remember exactly how it happened, but it's exhausting. Somehow they now I have all these locks. I got 100 passwords doing my taxes yesterday. I got a bazillion passwords. I got to reset the password every single month. I got to just write them all down.
I know.
Every
I know.
Single
and I think I'm
going to
remember.
I change right our mortgage password every month like a whack job.
See, my issue is
someone should just
I
smack
change
me across
it and
the
I
face.
Sit there. And I go like, remember it, remember
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
It.
Me too.
Remember it. Like, remember it. It's the same one. Remember it. And then I never remember it. And then I'm resetting it. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Always.
Oh, God.
And then it's like, then when I go to reset it, it's like, oh, this is a password you've used before. You can't use this password. I'm like, God damn it. I know the password. It's like the worst. All right, guys.
Passwords are the biggest nightmare in the whole fucking planet.
Oh, there's
did we
worse.
Say he showers with this cat?
You said that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Wow.
Sick. So it tells you all
guy.
You need to know.
It'll be exciting though. I love how they just slip in these new people. And him in that band, and she's gonna be part. She wants a t-shirt for the band.
The guy with like
what
the
is
contacts
that guy
and
wearing?
Stuff. Crazy.
The horns and everything.
Crazy.
There's nothing worse than a normal, like a really like accounting looking dude like that who's in a rock band. It's got some. I like
it's
when
like
someone
creative
looks
outlet.
Like they should be
I don't
in
mind
a rock
that.
Band. I'd like to know.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't like if you're 50 and you got like white eyes and you're like in a garage. You've made some wrong choices in your life. We're not in Game of Thrones.
And this guy's just there for fun.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Who would you
That's
rather be with? Out of all these guys, who would you date? Martell. Is that his name?
Yeah, Martell would be my choice.
At least he likes to keep the house clean.
Yeah, exactly.
I would drive him crazy.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I fight like her. Me and him would not get along.
You're picking Kevin.
I'd have to be
two
bonheads. Who's Kevin? Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, I belong with Kevin. I'm trash like that. Right. I know. Rolling down the window, yelling at him about a cigarette. He's like, fuck you, bitch. You want to go to Target? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Oh, I'm good. Trash. You're right.
All right, friends. We'll be back.
Sorry, one last thing. Does Kevin get arrested or what happens here?
No, I don't think so. I think he picks Tiffany off and off they go.
He's just on TV. And yeah. he just, God, Will Smith could learn something. If you're going to hit somebody, hit somebody. All right. I'll shut up.
All right, guys. We love you. Bye, guys. We'll be back.